growing colder, too. "We can't leave him here," said Tiffany. "Okay, we'll drag him along," said Rob Anybody. "Let's move right now." "Wee wee man! Wee wee man!" shouted Wentworth gleefully.
"He'll be like this all day, I'm afraid," said Tiffany. "Sorry."
"Run for the door," said Rob Anybody. "Can you no see the door?" Tiffany looked around desperately. The wind was bitter now. "See the door?" Rob Anybody commanded. She blinked and spun around. She said. The sense of a world beneath that had come to her when she was frightened of the Queen did not turn up so easily now. She tried to concentrate. The smell of snow. It was ridiculous to talk about the smell of snow. It was just pure frozen water. But Tiffany always knew when she woke up if it had snowed in the night. Snow had a smell like the taste of tin. Tin did have a taste, although, admittedly, it tasted like the smell of snow. She thought she heard her brain creak with the effort of thinking. If she was in a dream, she had to wake up. But it was no use running. Dreams were full of running. But there was one direction that looked thin and white. She shut her eyes and thought about snow, crisp and white as fresh bedsheets. She concentrated on the feel of it under her feet. All she had to do was wake up. She was standing in snow.
"Right," said Rob Anybody.
"I got out," said Tiffany.
"Ach, sometimes the door is in your ain head," said Rob Anybody. "Now let's move."
Tiffany felt herself being lifted into the air. Nearby, a snoring Roland rose up on dozens of small blue legs as the Feagles got underneath him.
"Nay, stopping until we get right out of here," said Rob Anybody. "Feagles, wahey!"
They skimmed over the snow, with parties of Feagles running on ahead. After a minute or two, Tiffany looked behind them and saw the blue shadows spreading. They were getting darker, too.
"Rob," she said.
"Aye, I can," said Rob. "Run, lads!"
"They are moving fast, Rob."
"I ken that too."
Snow stung Tiffany's face. Trees blurred with the speed. The forest sped past. But the shadows were spreading across the path ahead, and every time the party ran through them, they seemed to have a certain solidity, like fog. Now the shadows behind were night black in the middle. But the Pictses had passed the last tree, and the snowfields stretched ahead. They stopped so quickly that Tiffany almost toppled into the snow.
"What's happened?"
"Where's our old footprints gone?" said Daft Woolly. "They was there a moment ago, which we're new."
The trampled track that had led them on like a line had vanished. Rob Anybody spun round and looked back at the forest. Darkness curled above it like smoke, spreading along the horizon.
"She's sending nightmares after us," he growled. "This is going to be a toughie, lads."
Tiffany saw shapes in the spreading night. She hugged Wentworth tightly.
"Nightmares," repeated Rob Anybody. Turning to her, "you wouldn't want to know about them. We'll hold him off. You must make a run for it. Get away wi' you noo."
"I've nowhere to run to," said Tiffany.
She heard a high-pitched noise, a sort of chittering insect noise coming from the forest. The Pictses had drawn together. Usually they grinned like anything if they thought a fight was coming up, but this time they looked deadly serious.
"Ach, she's a bad loser, the Quinn," said Rob.
Tiffany turned to look at the horizon behind her. The boiling blackness was there too, a ring that was closing in from all sides. Doors everywhere, she thought. The old Kelder said, "There's doors everywhere. I must find a door." But there's just snow and a few trees. The Pictses drew their swords.
"What kind of nightmares are coming?" said Tiffany.
"Ach, long-leggety things with muckle legs and huge teeth and flappy wings and 100 eyes, that kind of stuff," said Daft Woolly. "Ay, and worse than that," said Rob Anybody, staring at the speeding dark.
"What's worse than that?" said Tiffany.
"Normal stuff gone wrong," said Rob.
Tiffany looked blank for a moment, and then shuddered. Oh, yes, she knew about those nightmares. They didn't happen often, but they were horrible when they did. She'd woken up once shaking at the thought of Granny Aching's boots, which had been chasing her, and another time it was a box of sugar. Anything could be a nightmare. She could put up with monsters, but she didn't want to face mad boots.
"I have an idea," she said.
"So do I," said Rob Anybody. "Dinna be here, that's my idea."
"There's a clump of trees over there," said Tiffany.
"So what?" said Rob. He was staring at the line of nightmares. Things were visible in it now. Teeth, claws, eyes, ribs.
From the way he was glaring, it was obvious that whatever happened later, the first few monsters were going to face a serious problem.